This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person you were meant to be in Jesus Christ. Staying with it and not giving up can be very difficult. It's usually easier to quit. Why do you think so many people give up? Too often, not always, but probably more often than not, it's because it's easier to walk away than it is to stay with it and not give up on something you believe in. There are times, truthfully, when you have to throw in the towel and walk away. For example, if you're in a toxic relationship, sometimes the circumstances demand that you seek safety. And there are other examples as well. But we need discernment here because I'm afraid we talk ourselves into leaving too quickly and too easily. I like the story of the desert father, Abba Anthony. Someone asked him, "What must one do to please God?" The first two pieces of advice that he gave were expected. Always be aware of God's presence and always obey God's word. But the third was surprising. The desert father said, "Wherever you find yourself, do not easily leave." Well, his idea was that community, in his case, the community of the monastic life, is difficult. It's hard. And true friendship is hard too. Marriage is hard. Patience in hard work is difficult. Parenting is hard. The single life is hard. Life is hard. When it becomes difficult, leaving will look more and more attractive, at least in the short run, and staying will look less and less possible. But think about it. If leaving becomes a pattern for your life, then you're going to leave a legacy of giving up. There are always going to be more people who will tell you to give up, to move on, or to move out, then will tell you to stay with it and persevere. But ask yourself, is this a pattern for my life? And if so, what am I telling others by my repeated pattern of giving up? When Lord Nelson, the British naval admiral, was fighting the Battle of Copenhagen, Nelson's senior officer hoisted the flag signaling retreat. And Nelson deliberately put his telescope to his blind eye and said, "I do not see it." I love that. "I do not see it." I mean, if he had surrendered when it looked like defeat, he would not have captured 12 Danish ships. Is someone signaling defeat to you today? There are times when you have to turn the message of defeat to your blind eye and look the other way. Satan has a way of hoisting the flag of defeat, but don't you pay him any mind. Remember, he tried to convince Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane that defeat was inevitable, so Satan would have said to Jesus, "Give up now." So ask yourself, can I endure one more hour, one more day? Well, then work at it one day at a time or one hour at a time. Robert Louis Stevenson, who had many dark days, said, "Every man can get through it till nightfall." Remember, tomorrow's another day. Take it one day at a time. Repeat Jesus' words, "Today's trouble is enough for today." Or the way I memorized it in the King James translation, "Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Get the right perspective. Persisting, persevering is not a matter of one long race, but really, it's a matter of many short races, one after another. Now back to the desert father's words, "Do not easily leave." Join me right here next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.